Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 29th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Zayse Chulin, Shekvoshrenim Zayse Truma. Olives of Chulin that were pickled with olives of Truma. Pickled in salt water or in vinegar. Now, Pitzui Chulin in Pitzui Truma, if the Chulin olives were open, were split, and the truma olives were also split, or petzui chulin im shleme truma, or if the chulin olives were split, but the truma olives were whole, or beme truma, or the open chulin olives were pickled in waters in of truma, in me truma. That me truma, some say, means the liquids that came out of fruits of truma. Others say it's water that had truma olives pickled in it. Either way, in all these cases, the chulin was opened. And because the chulin olives were opened or split, they will absorb the taste of the olives of truma or the juice of the truma, and therefore osur. Therefore, the whole pickled olives, all of it, is forbidden to be eaten by non-kohanim. The zeise chulin are too much influenced by the flavor of the truma. Aval shleime chulin. In Pitzui Truma, if he pickled whole olives of Chulin with split olives of Truma, even if it's split olives of Truma, Mutter, it is permitted for non-Kohen to eat those olives of Chulin, because if they are whole, they will not absorb, rather they will expel. Mishnah Ches. While we're talking about things that are open and closed and absorbing tastes from things that are also for others, now we're going to talk about a similar question about what happens with trefa fish that's been pickled with kosher fish. Dag tome, shekvoshim dag tar. If you have trefa fish that was pickled together with kosher fish in salt, and the brine that comes out of them has the following halacha. Kol gorov, any container, gorov is like an earthenware container, a pitcher, in which the pickling fish, shehu machzik sosaim, which can hold a capacity of 2 saw, and you had trefa fish mixed there with kosher fish, then we apply the following rules. Im yesh bo mishkal asara zuz b'Yehuda, shein chomesh sloim b'gol, dog tome. If there is trefa fish that weighs 10 saws in Yehuda, which is equivalent to 5 sloim in Galil. Now, a seller is 4 zoz. So 5 sloim is 20 zoz. In the Galil, it was 20 zoz. In Yehuda, it was 10 zoz. They use different weights. Then, tsiro also, all the sauce in the container, in that pitcher, all the juice that comes out of the fish is going to be also to be eaten because of the taste of the sear of the sauce that has come out of the brine that's come out of the trefa fish. What does that mean in terms of percentages or in terms of proportion? So let's have a look at the shear. What does it mean, a container that holds 2 sa'a? What is a sa'a? A sa'a is 6 kavim. A kav is 4 lugim. A lugim, that's 24 lugim in a sa'a. A lug is 2 literot. That's 48 now literot in a sa'a. A litra is 100 zuz. That's about 400 grams. So if it's a litra is 100 zuz, and we multiply that by 48, so 1 sa'a would have 4,800 zuz. If there's 2 sa'a, which is what the container that we're talking about holds, that's 9,600 zuz. So, imagine if it was full of fish, 9,600 zuz. And in it, there was 10 zuz of trefa fish, as we said before, 10 zuz in Yehuda, of trefa fish, that would already present a problem for the entire pitcher, the entire container of the fish. That's 10 out of 9,600, that's 1 out of 960. So 1 out of 1 960th of the mixture is trefa fish, it's enough to make the whole mixture prohibited. Anything less than that, it would be fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a much bigger shear than that that's required to make it osa. That wouldn't make it osa. He says revis basosaim. Only if in the container holding tusa, a quarter of a log of fish, which was treif, has been mixed with it, that would be the shear to make it osa. Less than that is mutter. Now, as we said before, a sa has 24 logim, tusa has 48 logim. A quarter of a log out of 48 is really 1/192 of a in the proportion. It's 1/192, something like 1/200th or 0.5%. That's the shear that would of trefa fish that would make the whole mixture also. So if it's less, and if it doesn't have anything, if anything less than that shear, less than that ratio, would not make the mixture, would not make the tzir, the sauce, prohibited. So there's a big difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda. Tanakama holds that even so little as 1/960 is enough to make it osur. Rabbi Huda says only 1/192 of it would make it tame, would make it a treif. Rabbi Yossi is even more lenient. Says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Mishisha Osur Boy. 1/16 of the mixture of fish, if that was treif, would be making it asa. Anything less than that would not. So if the fish that's tame that's in this gorof, if the trefa fish that's in this barrel, in this pitcher, was 1/16 of the contents, if the gorof holds 2 sa, which we said is 48 lug, what's a third of 48 lug? What's a 16th of 48 lug? That's 3 lugim. So if the trefa fish consisted of 3 lugim, that would make the barrel tame, that would make the barrel of fish a treif. Anything less than that would make it mutter, is permitted. And that is the way we learn the Mishnah, according to the Bar Tanura.